There are certain areas where review is must. Some areas you can exclude, but there are certain areas where review is must. What are those areas? Marketing of deposits, that is called deposit mobilization, that invariably we have discussed in the deposit mobilization chapter. Credit planning and deployment, how much credit or how much loans or advances to be granted to which sector on what ground. Monitoring of lending, once advance is given, repayment, recovery that needs to be monitored. Increasing the level of customer satisfaction, profitability, housekeeping, increasing the turnover of the foreign exchange business. These are some of the areas where review is required to be taken. In addition, the human resource development, then branch maintenance, upkeeping, that is cleanliness, layout, requirement of stationery, furnitures, fixtures, pamphlet, brochures, and whatever is required as far as normal publics are concerned, general publics are concerned, as well as security at the branch, whether it is adequate, inadequate, require additional security, depending upon the size of the branch, those reviews needs to be. Reviews are required to be given. Again, periodicity of providing the review is also given. These are the policies of the banks. What is the periodicity normally? The periodicity of the review will depend mainly on the importance of the parameters which are suggested or undertaken, then the time taken for the performance of the job. If any resources are required, uncontrollable and controllable factors which are causing the deviation among the other things. For certain areas, the period of review can be daily, it can be weekly or fortnightly. For some activity, may be monthly or quarterly and half yearly also. And still others, it may be half yearly and annually also. So it depends on the type of activity, type of transaction for the purpose of MISN review. What consists of daily review? The daily review of the performance areas will include the progress of certain important and urgent tasks like preparation and closing of the returns and other important returns to be submitted to the regulators. Balancing of cash day to day, it must be happening. Recovery of the proceedings like filing of the suit before the expiry of limitation period in case of advances granted. Monitoring of the large borrower account and the sick and sticky accounts. This is the day to day, it is very much required because banks' funds are at stake. Then progress of deposit growth. They should not lagging behind what the budgeted figures are. Then position of the temporary overdraft. How long it is running? Normally overdraft should be completed within 3 days from the date of grant. If it is going beyond 3 days, then definitely action must be taken. So daily review is very much important. Then position of balances in the account with the State Bank of India and Reserve Bank of India and other banks. Many times, if there is no Reserve Bank, there is no State Bank, then with other banks also the banks are required to maintain the deposit for the purpose of clearing the checks, centralized system, ECS payments. So many things happens and accounts are required to maintain with different banks also. So bank to bank reconciliation, then position of suspense account. Many times amount is parked in the suspense account and it is very fraud prone area because there is no takers, there is no claimer and amount is lying in the suspense deposit. So this must be controlled very meticulously. Any sudden increase or slowly increase, if it is a growing trend, then it is an alarming signal to the branch to monitor that particular account and submit the daily report, how many entries are rectified, how the balance is getting reduced, All other things are required to be reported to the next higher authorities. Attending to the individual staff grievances, adequate security arrangements are at the branch or not, that also need to be specified. All other activities in daily activities we have seen. Now let us see about some weekly activities. Weekly activity or weekly review consists of progress of mobilization of deposit, progress of steps undertaken for the product selling activities, then implementation of the loan product to the weaker section, obtaining renewal documentation on the loan account, obtaining insurance cover for the securities which are pledged or hypothecated to the bank. This consists of weekly review. In addition to that, progress in activities like transfer of inoperative accounts to the dormer account, closure of undesirable current accounts, progress of reconciliation of high value entries in the interbranch reconciliation, progress in rectification of the audit irregularities and preparation of the reply for the audit report. These activities generally taken at weekly interval. Fortnightly also, there are certain reviews required to be taken. Fortnightly means every 15 days. A broad areas which are covered under this is consist of the growth of deposit vis-a-vis monthly budget, progress made in recovery of the program of the overdue loans, progress in the suits that has been filed for the recovery of the bank's dues, then progress made in execution of the decrees and the suit filed accounts. This requires to be monitored fortnightly. Also, evaluation of the steps taken for improving the level of customer satisfaction at the branch, monitoring of the profit and loss accounts for the review of the profit planning exercise at the branch, and evaluation of the steps taken to improve the productivity, efficiency, motivation of the staff, discipline in work, as well as progress of welfare measures, etc. taken by the branch are required to be reviewed at fortnightly interval. Similarly, for monthly review, there are certain items which are required to be reviewed at monthly interval, which consist of review of monthly deposit budget, whether it is achieved or not, what steps are required to be taken for the next month, review for monthly credit budget for the weaker section of the society or government sponsored schemes, progress in annual review of the borrower account. These are also required to be undertaken. Follow-up of inspection and borrower accounts falling due within the month. Then, receipt of statement of the stock statement, inventories from the borrower account, because CC account or working capital account is based on these statements. Then, issuance of the mail and overdues, issuance of the mail to overdue term deposit for the renewal, follow-up of reconciliation and the interbranch entries. This is very much required. Quarterly review consists of the areas which are to be covered in quarterly review exercise, in addition to those we have already discussed earlier, even monthly or fortnightly. That is again getting repeated in the quarterly review. More particularly, attainment of the quarterly budget and its gaps, submission of the quarterly statements and returns and reviews to the controlling offices or regulatory authorities, review of performance of various committees like customer committees and so on, submission of quarterly branch performance reports to the controlling office, that is regional office, zonal office, corporate office or head office. Also, half-yearly review is required to be taken, which consists of the satisfactory and timely completion of half-yearly closing accounts and overcoming and enlisting future references, such factors which are creating hindrance in such of the closing of accounts. Attainment of the budgeted goals and analysis of the gaps, if any. review of entire planet exercise in case of deviation is very wide, and initiation of the hard measures to the bring back to the planned standard, what are the steps required to be taken, will be decided on the basis of this half-yearly review. Submission of half-yearly performance report, other than the closing and closing highlights of the specific areas of achievements of the giving objective, assessment and analysis and failures, if any, that needs to be provided by analyzing the review. Collection of the core data and the preparation of the report for half-yearly managers conference, if at all any bank is conducting the conference like this at half-yearly. And last one is the annual review. The annual review consists of successful completion of the annual closing program with its attainment of its branch budget, prompt submission of the closing returns and the other annual supporting statements and returns, submission of annual branch performance reports. After taking into consideration of all the different type of reviews, we come to the stage that to understand what are the review methods and how the review methods are implemented. Review with the different sources. Review through the people, review through the information, review through the hierarchy. How they are and what they are doing. When there is a review through the people, one of the common methods which is followed to review exercise through the meeting of the branch managers along with their deputies and the department heads, and each item of the branch performance is discussed there and there. So this is one of the methods of taking the review into consideration. Information, yes, the performance budgeting register and the program implementation register forms the basis of which the entire structure of the review system is taken into consideration. Review through the hierarchy. In this method, the periodical test checks are required to be taken up by the branch managers, also give the scope to the finding whether all is going well or there are certain issues. Then review through the policy, rules, procedures. In this method, the review exercise is through the established systems and procedures of the bank. By following the procedures religiously, a part of the review work can be undertaken. Regular checking and inspection throws up a scope for monitoring and control of the parameters of the branch functioning. It greatly helps any branch or bank more particularly to assess themselves where they are on the right track or not. Now let us understand what are the benefits generated out of this review system. The single and most benefit accrued from the adequate review system will be the smooth, efficient and effective functioning of the branch. What else is required if the threes are complied with? There will not be any hiccups, hassles and the last minute rush. Everything will be working on the schedule and everybody will know their job. There won't be any confusion and tension in the workplace. Branch managers as well as their officers and the staff will have a sound sleep at the night without any nightmares. By and large, all the parameters of the branch performance will be achieved on schedule if the review methods, review systems are properly put in place. Now we are moving towards the MIS, Management Information System. The steps in the designing the management information system for the branch managers will involve: number one, identification of the existing information at the branch, classification of the information by functions, frequency, flow and its content. Identification and classification of the decision by the functions, frequency, flow and importance. And matching the decision with the information available. In addition to that, categorization and the location information which is needed but not available, and information which is available but not needed. Filter redundant, irrelevant, duplicate information and generate a newer type of information required, especially from outside sources. Determine the useful set of information by its contents, frequency, flow, format, degree and processing and accuracy of the permissible delays. What is information required at the branch? Information, when we say in the review system or MIS, the information required from the branch is total picture of the branch balance sheet and the profit and loss accounts, housekeeping, detailed individual deposits of rupees 1 lakh and above, 10 lakhs and above, list of the suit filed, decreed accounts, number of accounts where the claims have been invoked, which credit insurance company and the ECGC authorities, and information on the staff, as well as information on external environment, that is the areas of operation of the branches, visually the population mix, major trade, commerce, industry and other miscellaneous economic activities and trends in the industry and agriculture, classified into information on the professional, that is doctors, lawyers, advocates, chartered accountant and other professional, as well as traders, industrialists, exporters, importers, agriculturists, government institution, companies, religious bodies. All this will be required from the branch's side. Information for the profit planning and the planning for the requirement of the furniture, fixture, annual stationery requirement, etc. also need to be submitted. Its review must be taken, whether they are adequate, inadequate, any provision is required to be made for the next year or immediate, that also need to be provided in the branch, by the branch. Information required for the image building activities also needs to be provided. Image building activity will also consist of the names of the officials in the district or local administration, developmental authorities, agencies, opinion leaders and also the press. Information also required on productivity per employee and workload on the different work centers at the branch. This is very important, because what happens with minimum number of staff, maximum amount of business if you are trying to generate, perhaps the people will be overburdened and there is a chances of committing the mistakes. So adequately staffed. Every bank has a policy to determine business per employee. So that information from the branch only it will be originated, depending upon number of vouchers, how many, what is the amount of cash, what is the amount of borrower, how many credit proposals are handled and like that. Information on the miscellaneous business activity like number of draft issued, then electronic transfer, that is RTGS, NEFT, how many are issued during the day, letter of credit, inland and foreign, issued by the bank branch, then bank guarantees, other non-fund based business, that is bill business, both the collection and purchase discounted, safe custody articles, safe deposit lockers business. All these things are available with the branch and that should be shared with the next higher authorities. Basis on this information, how to develop the MIS, Management Information System. Information on the deposit and profitability of the branch. Information on the housekeeping. Details on the depositor, existing and the potential. Information on loan and advances. Information on the staff. Information for the profit planning and the planning for the furniture and fixture for the stationery items. Information on district officials, opinion leaders and press. Information on the work allocation and the productivity. These are some of the areas where the information basis on the, this information only MIS is getting prepared. Now coming to the HRD matter, which is very important, but in day-to-day activity it is neglected. Functions. HRD remembers only when you want to the people. As a branch manager, when there is a shortage of people, you will feel the heat that yes, I must have one or two staff more. So the HRD matters are also forming the part of the branch manager's activity. Though in most of the banks, the HRD matters are centralized. Nobody is available at the branch level, but coordination with the HRD is very much essential by the branch manager. It's not only for the placement of the staff, recruitment or attrition. It's only for their annual review, their compensation or settlement of any dues or whatever it may be, with the issues related to the staff. The concept of HRD in short is nothing but the belief to treat the people as a human, as a human assets in the organization. Any employee should not be treated that he is a liability to the organization. So, he should be treated as an asset. They are part of the organization and contribute their might and partner and partners in the progress of the bank. Human assets are the most important assets an organization that one can have. They are not merely necessarily evil to be reckoned with, but they are the people who achieve the branch goals. People should be consciously assisted and to improve their technical skills and cognitive abilities to attain their higher personal achievements goals, which should be interlinked with their branches and the bank goals. How the HRD functions, what is the HRD mechanism? Interesting to understand this also. The steps in initiating an HRD program at the branch will involve some important elements. Analyzing each job role at the branch and its contribution and significance to the overall objective of the branch goal. Matching the job role with the staff, then developing the job role for the staff through the process of job orientation or maybe job rotation, job enrichment, design and develop so as to leading to the job satisfaction by any of the staff or any of the individuals. Intrinsic review system at the branch it should have. Developing the staff in his job through a process of performance appraisal, feedback and counseling, potential appraisal on career development and the planning and on-the-job training and the institutional training. Staff welfare and improvement in the quality of the work life, grievances handling procedure, what is implemented at the branch level, that also needs to be shared with the higher authorities while taking the review and submitting the MIS. HRD activities, success and pitfalls. Implementation of the HRD concept may have its own complications. Branch managers cannot take it for the granted that however laudable or pious may be their intention, practical manifestation of HRD initiative at the branch would have smooth sailing, particularly a concept which is looked at with some amount of suspicions by those for which the benefit is being implemented. This is the principle where the success of HRD they are adopting. In addition, dichotomy and the contradiction may take place at the branch managers should be prepared and overcome such situation. All are not, all cannot be judged in one go. There should be a review process. All are not like-minded. Some have positive thinking, some have negative thinking. Negative thinking impact much for negative growth of the branch. Positive thinking definitely helps, but ideally both should be maintained. Branch manager is an instrumental for these kind of activities as far as HRD functions are concerned. New concept being introduced for the first time that has been element of instability. Hence, the cautious and measured steps should be taken. Each and every step implemented should be allowed to stabilize before the next step is attempted. Resistance to change should also be overcome through the constant dialogue and open communications. Stiff competition, getting the knowledgeable people. Branches of the bank are struggling and they are trying to pull the resources from one bank to another bank. This is not a healthy competition. So, making the people, by creating the healthiest environment, asking them to acquire the competency is very essential part of the HRD. Few steps are required for the success of HRD concept. It would involve identifying the key performance areas for the job role and excelling in them. The next step is finding out the personal characteristic qualities staff members for the particular job role. Likewise, there are several steps in the process which are discussed in this chapter also. HRD experiments are a long-term ongoing exercise and would bring a desired result over a period of time. Preservance and the commitment to the concept of the branch manager would be severely tested while doing this analysis of HRD. With this, miscellaneous activities which are not covered in anywhere in the chapter in this book or your syllabus, we have tried to compile with. Now with this chapter, we are completing our discussion on branch banking and the role of the branch managers. I have tried to collate as far as possible much information. There may be some historical information which I have given it to you people. In the changing atmosphere or in the competition, whenever IT and infrastructure are playing most important role in the banking industry, there may be changes that is going to happen. But the basically what we learned or what we understood and what is our desire, what we have planned to understand the role of the branch manager through this book and through this presentation, I hope that will be helpful to each one of you. Depending upon the individual bank's policy, roles, responsibilities, mechanism, that may be definitely going to change. But once you know the basics, ideas, and what role the branch manager normally should function, then I think your job role will be much peaceful. You will have very good option or opportunities to proceed further in the life. With this note, I am thanking for the institution also, that Wellinker Institute, to for giving me an opportunity to speak to you people by way of this presentation. Thank you very much and wish you all the best for your future endeavors. Thank you.